Track 10, Lots of Reasons to Love Hoveton and Wroxham. This month we visit the twin settlements known as the Capital of the Broads, loved by generations of residents, holidaymakers and day trippers.
Bure Valley Railway. The Bittern Line Railway from Norwich to Sheringham meets the narrow gauge Bure Valley Railway to Aylsham with accompanying footpath and cycleway, offering scenic journeys through beautiful countryside. Wroxham Barns. See makers at work in their studios, pick up some delicious local food and drink at Willow Tree Delicatessen, and meet the cute residents of Junior Farm, including goats, sheep, alpacas, ponies, donkeys, pigs, rabbits, and guinea pigs. There are also seasonal events throughout the year, including sunflower picking, pumpkin picking and firework displays, and from mid-May to the end of August, you can even camp or glamp. Boating. The best way to experience the beauty of the Norfolk Broads is, of course, from the water, and there's no nicer way to spend a sunny day than cruising along the River Bure, spotting wildlife. Go at your own pace and rent a day boat or a canoe, or join one of Broad's Tour's brilliant cruises. A variety of itineraries are available, and the skippers give a really interesting and informative commentary about the area. Hidden Broads. The unique network of waterways is perfect for boating, kayaking and nature watching. Wroxham and Hoveton have their own broads, including Hoveton Little Broad, a.k.a. Black Horse Broad, Hoveton Great Broad and Wroxham Broad. Watch out for the blue flash of a kingfisher, herons and much more. Wroxham Miniature Worlds. One of the county's most eclectic tourist attractions, which is perfect for a rainy day. Wroxham Miniature Worlds is home to some of the largest model railways in the world on permanent display. There are also collections of penny arcade machines, Lego, and knitter extraordinaire Margaret Seaman's amazing creations, including her famous woolen Sandringham, Great Yarmouth in the 1970s, and the Knittingale Hospital. St. Mary's Church. Dating back to the 14th century, St. Mary's Church is an architectural marvel, with stunning stained glass windows and a peaceful atmosphere. Visitors can explore the churchyard with its intricate carvings and memorials, which include a pinnacle miniature chapel. The 200-year-old mausoleum was built for the Trafford family. Think Manchester United's Old Trafford, as well as Wroxham Football Club's Trafford Park and the Trafford Estate in Norwich. Roy's of Wroxham. Known as the world's largest village store, Roy's of Wroxham, which celebrates its 130th birthday this year, is a shopping institution that offers a delightful mix of everything. It's famously actually in Hoveton, not Wroxham, and was founded in Coleshill in 1895 by brothers Alfred and Arnold Roy. When they opened their third store in Hoveton, their stock arrived by train, addressed to the Roy brothers at Wroxham Station, even though the station too was in Hoveton. The flagship department store, food hall, garden centre, DIY centre and toy shop span the main street. Independent shopping. Wander further along the bustling shopping streets to find Bradley Hatch Jewellers, which has been at the heart of the town for more than 30 years. As well as selling a wide range of new and pre-loved jewellery, watches, clocks and giftware, it offers bespoke design, valuations, repairs, engraving and watch servicing, and buys pre-loved items and scrap gold and silver. Bewilderwood. The whole family will love the fairy tale woodland and water adventure of nearby Bewilderwood, with its tree houses, aerial walks, wobbly wires, slippery slopes, boat rides, and tribe of tree and swamp dwelling twiggles and boggles. And finally, Hoveton Hall Gardens. Just a short distance from Wroxham, Hoveton Hall Gardens is an oasis, featuring more than 15 acres of landscape gardens. Wander through tranquil woodland walks, admire the stunning array of flowers, and discover hidden corners with beautiful views. Highlights include the Spider Garden, named after its wrought iron spider's web gate made by Eric Stevenson of Wroxham, and one of the few surviving glass houses constructed with iron in England. The garden hosts seasonal events, including plant sales and outdoor concerts during the summer. You can also stay on the estate in the Southwest Room or the Buxton Suite.